Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we proceed our afternoon prayer session. Psalm 359. This week, we are starting the book of Leviticus. So today, we also like to talk about some teachings in Leviticus. But we will use another book, which is the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. 16 and 16. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of the weeks, and the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. In the time of Moses, God commanded Israel people, three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in places he chooses. So which means three times a year, all the males have to go up to Jerusalem or Zion to offer sacrifice to the God. Male, or brothers, not sisters. So at this time, sisters can sit back and take a nap for a while. Brothers, be strong. Get up, and let's go to the Jerusalem to offer our sacrifice to our Lord. Three times a year. Why we have to do that? For non-Jews, they might on the street and to see we are marching to the city of God. They might feel strange. Why you have to do so? The answer is on verse 15. Because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. So God wants to bless us. Bible tells us what has been written in the Bible is written for us. So not just for males, actually also for brothers and sisters. So let me read again, 16. Three times a year, all brothers and sisters shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which GA chooses. In Bowen Park, at the summer SSC, at winter SSC, and at NYTS. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. So every year, three times, we have to go to the church which GM choose. So let me ask you, did you meet requirements from the Bible? Raise your hand. Three times a year, go to Jerusalem to offer your sacrifice. Three times. SSC, winter, and summer, and the NYTS, raise your hand. Okay, don't worry, let me read again, okay. Three times a year, all brothers and sisters, including adults, your mother and father should appear before the Lord your God in local churches. At four spiritual convocation, at four spiritual convocation, and at NYTS, they should not appear before the Lord empty-handed. So right now, meet the requirement. Raise your hand. Your local spiritual convocation, you never higher. Have confidence in the Lord. Okay, put your hand down. Why we have to do so? Because God is there. The word of God is there. So we have to go to Jerusalem to see God, to face God. But actually, the system of offering sacrifice is set up by God in the book of Genesis. Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 4. Let's from chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made a tunic of skin and clothed them. After Adam and Eve sinned against God, then they were dropped out of the garden by God. And every day they become naked. So they just sew fig leaves together for them. But after the heat, harsh wind coming, the leaves will wither. Then they will become naked again. So they use their own way, could not solve their problem. But God is love. God always is love. God's love is unfailing. So at this time, God made tunic of skin for Adam and Eve. And how to obtain the skin of animal? The first thing, God had to slaughter the animal, then to peel off the skin, and then made the cloth and cover Adam and Eve. This out of God's love. And then God told Adam and Eve, even you will sin against God, but God still opened the salvation for human beings. Go through animals. And continue on chapter 4, verse 2. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. 4. Abel also brought to the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desires is and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Adam and Eve, finally, they have a son, and the first son named Cain. And not long after, they have a second son, they named Abel. And after two sons grew up, I think Adam and Eve told their sons how to sacrifice. The system came from God. God himself taught Adam and Eve how to offer sacrifice. Because God loved human beings and opened the way, opened the salvation for the human being. After two sons grew up, and they have a different job, different career, the older son, he was a farmer. The second son, he was a shepherd, took care of his sheep. And in the regular time, they were busy in their job. They lived in their own lifestyle. Abel and Cain, they have their own house. They have their own prosperity. They have their own, maybe, product. But one day, was free. In the process of time, it came to pass. The other codex said, at the end of days, at the end of days, days, many days, how many days, we don't know. We have many days in our life. We may live up to 100 years, 70 years, 80 years, so many days. 365 days times years equal how many days we have in our life. But one day will be the last day. One day will be the last day. No matter how many days you have in your life. But one day will be last day. And this day, when it will come, we don't know. Nobody can tell you. Only God can tell you. The one day, Cain and Abel, they came to God and offered the sacrifice. So one day we have to face God. One day. However, God accepted Abel and his offerings. So God respect Abel first and then respect his offerings. Because God wants to save human being, not a gift. So gift to God is nothing. Because he is everything. He created the whole universe and everything in it. So everything belongs to him. So the most important is human being, which means us. So most important is us. So how we offer our sacrifice will become very important. We want to be saved, not our gift, want to be saved. Let's read verse 5. Verse 4. The last sentence. The Lord respected Abel and his offerings. 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offerings. Then we have to study that one issue. Why God respected Abel and his offerings and rejected Cain and his offerings? The answer is in Hebrews. So let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. Bible gives us the answer why God accepted Abel and his offerings. Because Abel offered the gift out of his faith. He trusts whatever his father told him. And the way his father told him came from God. That's simple. He believed God. He believed God's way. So by faith, he offered sacrifice. Then God accepted his offerings and himself. Continue on verse 6. The author of Hebrews give us the commentary. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we have to believe God that he is. He is wonderful counselor. He is mighty God. He is everlasting Father. He is Prince of peace. He is. We have to believe him. So Bible tells us, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. So if a person receives water baptism, but he won't believe, the water baptism it won't work for this man because he won't believe. So belief is a factor, is a very important key, crucial key to salvation. Okay. So today, in the same way, when we come to NYTS, we spend 14 days in NYTS. We make a lot of effort and commitment to NYTS. So how to please God? If we come here by force, 2 weeks will be in vain because we don't have a faith. So if we come here by force, not by our faith, then we stand here just waste our time. God won't accept us and our offerings. And the second point, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. We just read Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. God told Cain, if you do well, I will accept your offerings and you. If you do well, so if you have a good behavior, if you have a good deed, then I will be with you. I will please with you. So how to please with God? How to see God? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Give us answer. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Hebrews chapter 12, 14. Without holiness, no one see the Lord. So be holy because God is holy. And holiness to us may be just a concept. It's difficult to understand the holiness. How to be holy? Some of you might say, I did not commit adultery. I am holy. But how to count holiness? Holiness means set apart. Set apart. We have to set apart our heart to God. Set our heart on the Lord. Now, suppose during the class, and if someone typing an email his stuff on the computer in the class, then he is not holy because his heart does not set on Jesus. So at this time, your heart should be set apart to Jesus Christ, but you didn't. You look the picture, you email to someone, you sleep, you talk, you were thinking something else, you were thinking about your homework, didn't count. You are not holy because your heart was not set on Jesus Christ. It's not holy. Before you came here, NYTS teams email to you the schedule and regulations. Why we have to email the schedule to you? Because we hope that you can preview the book, like a book of Acts, book of Leviticus, the book of Micah. You take time to preview. So when you receive the email from GA, from NYTS team, then from that moment on, you have to set your heart on Jesus. set your heart on Jesus, then you will be set your time to read the Bible, to pray prayer, yourself heart, yourself for Jesus Christ. If you didn't do it, then you are not holy. Now, every Sabbath service, the schedule will start from 11 o'clock, 11. And some members consider church service is free. No obligation to go there. If I be there at 11:30, it's okay. It's okay. Even I skip this time, I will show up next week. It's okay. It's okay? Not okay. Because on Sabbath day, we have to set our part for Jesus Christ. If you did not be church, be chapel on time, then you are not holy. Understand? You know how to apply to your life, your daily life? So today is the day of offering sacrifice. Today is ours. We don't know tomorrow. How many days do we have? We don't know. So today could be the day of judgment. If today is our last day. If not, then today will become the day of repentance. Repentance. Not just you, me too. I have to repent. Sometimes we cannot perform God's will. So how to count we truly repent? Let's turn to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Repent means we have to confess first. Confess our sin. Confess what we have done is wrong. According to the Bible, not according to any books, not according to your school teachers saying, it's according to the Bible. They confess our sins and then forsake them. Depart from them, depart, flee from sins. Then we can find mercy from God. There is still time, so we have to repent. One day, we will know. We will know. One day, we have to face to God. So in a regular time, those who have a faith, those who have not a faith, it's the same. You have to go to school every day, and those who have not a faith, have to go to school every day, have to go to work, everybody's the same. But one day, it will come when we should know what's happening. The last verse, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. 14. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. 15. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So now, we are build our house on the foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. So everyone knows Jesus Christ. You know, I know. But right now, we all use material to build our house on this foundation. And what kind of material we use is a factor. The material could be gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and straw. So right now, we build the house on this foundation. So in regular time, again, look like the same. Okay, but one day, for the day we're decreed, for one day, we have to go through fire. Then it will be revealed. So today is the day of offering sacrifice. Today is the day of repentance. How many days we have? We don't know. 2 years ago, I suffered from prostate cancer. One of my friends disappeared. Then I checked his brother. How's your brother? He said, no more. What happened? What happened to him? He's so young, so healthy. His brother told me. He went to hospital, went through a minor surgery. And he died on operation table. Minor surgery, and he died on the operation table. So there is still time. We have to repent, be holy, have faith. Okay. And we are going to kneel down to pray, and we have to truly repent, everyone, including me. Okay. And we come to the front to pray, to ask God's mercy.